This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 90 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. That's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are here to bring you our continuation of our disaster movie month. Now, last week, we reviewed San Andreas, starring The Rock, and he faced off against an earthquake, and we loved it. This week, we're bringing you the old craggy face of Tommy Lee Jones, and he is battling a volcano in a movie called Volcano. So, Alex, when is the last time you saw this movie?
I have not seen this movie in years. Like, super year. Like, I own this in DVD, bro. Like, that's how old I haven't seen this. And it's funny, this is my wife's first time watching this movie. So,
oh,
yeah, it was weird.
Okay. So, I saw this movie in the theater when I was 10 with my grandmother. This was my first time watching it as an adult. And when I was watching it, I remembered, like, two scenes. So, it felt pretty much new. So, this is pretty much a first time watch, except for two scenes. So, yeah, we're going to get into that in a moment. Now, before we do, we go over some box office numbers. Then we go over some Rotten Tomato scores, and then we give you our take on the movie. So, Alex, how well did this do at the box office in 1997?
Not bad. Not bad. All right, here we go. Volcano from 1997. Domestic, $49 million. Not bad. Okay. International, $73 million. Not bad. For a worldwide total of $122 million on a budget of $90 million. So it's not bad.
Not bad. I do remember this came out around the same time as Dante's Peak. As a matter of fact, I think it came out just shortly after.
Yeah.
And Dante's Peak made more. And I'm wondering if maybe people had volcano fatigue already. Like, we just saw a volcano movie. Why do we need another one? Yeah. But it still did pretty well. Okay, Volcano, Rotten Tomatoes. This has the somehow, and I know we're not no spoilers, but somehow this has the same exact critical score as our movie from last week, San Andreas, with a 49%. Mm. So not amazing. Audience score though, significantly lower than San Andreas with a 32%. So not the critical darling, if you would. But we got to be honest. Like horror movies, these disaster movies normally don't get that critical acclaim, you know, unless they're a drama that has a disaster. We want the pure disaster. So me and Alex are going to review it. Now, of course, just want to remind you guys, in these reviews, we rate the villain as the actual disaster that takes place in the movie, or disasters in the case of San Andreas, because it had 9. So, Alex, we're going to start off with our lead character, though, played by one Mr. Tommy Lee Jones as what do you think about this role?
All right, his name was Mike something. I remember Mike. It was Mike. Yeah, it was Michael or Mike. But anyway, yeah.
Tommy Jones as Mike.
Tommy Lee Jones. Now, all right. Again, I said this with the Jason Statham month, that he plays the same character. Tommy Lee Jones plays the same character. I felt I was watching U.S. Marshals, The Fugitive, yep. Batman Reaches Forever. He was Two-Face. No, but in all seriousness, he was good. He's a great leading man. It's not like he's not a bad actor, right? He's not like Eric Roberts or
he's definitely not Eric Roberts. He's not right
like,
about that.
Yeah, he's not that bad but he was entertaining. Like, he was good on screen. Certain things were goofy, but we'll talk about that throughout the movie storyline and all that. Him and his daughter's chemistry was so freaking weird. It was not believable at all. You know what I'm talking about. It was not believable. Yeah. He was good when he was without the daughter. When he was with his daughter, I did not care for it. She was annoying. I had the Nate bug in me, bro. I did not like this chick, the daughter, at all in this movie.
Well, you know, yeah, kid actors, sometimes they can be really annoying.
She was not. I wanted her to go in the volcano. She would hit lava or something. I gave him a 3.5. I thought he was good. Yeah, I thought he was 3. I know where you're going to go. But
sometimes my reactions give it away.
Your reaction gives it away, man. I already know we're going down. But yeah, I gave it 3.5.
Okay, 3.5. Fair, hey, you know what? Fair score. Look, I agree with everything you said as Tommy Lee Jones as a performer. He's very good, but he plays pretty much the same guy. He has the same tone of voice. Batman Forever, at least he's like crazy. He screams and yells. He's pretty much just old all the time.
I remember when he gets the coin and he goes, ah!
Well, listen, we're going to be covering the Batman movies in the future, and we'll get to Batman Forever, but at least in that one, he's like awake. Every other movie, he's just asleep. He's all, he's just like an old guy, like, leave me alone. Yeah. And, but a good performer. I like Tommy Lee Jones. Here's the thing with this movie. I don't like this character. He's nothing. He's not a character. He's just a guy doing his job. If you really think about it, he's a guy with a daughter doing his job, right? He works for some scientific group or something, or emergency. And they keep saying it throughout the whole movie, like the emergency whatever team that is like runs Los Angeles in case of an emergency. And that's all he does. He figures out how to stop the volcano, like save as many people as he can. It's all very, what's the word? It's all very, I can't think of the word right now, but it's very, like, he's just doing his job. There's no, he's not a great character. It's a weak character. I don't know. I scored purely the character, not Tommy Lee Jones. I gave him a 2. You're right. You got a daughter. That's all you get. As far as like, you know what I mean? Like, as far as a backstory or anything to relate to. Oh, he got a kid. Otherwise, it's just a guy doing his job. And that's not always that exciting, just watching a person do their job. So I don't know. I don't love him. I gave him a 2, kind of boring. Procedural. That's the word I was looking for. It's very procedural. Like, this is just him following his procedures. I'm like, wow, very exciting stuff, Tommy. All right, so 2 for me, 3.5 for you. Now, villain, in this case, the titular volcano, and I'll keep using air quotes till it's my turn to talk, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, I will say this, though. In all honesty, like all joking aside, the volcano scenes were really well done. For a 97 movie, like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I know that they must have used, practical effects with the lava, and that looked really well done. Now, there's some scenes that, of course, they look like models and CGI screen. You could tell when they do some weird angles. But honestly, Mother Nature in this one won, man. I thought she did really good with the volcano here. It's a funny story. I mean, we could talk about that, but where she erupts is in the middle of downtown Los Angeles, which is like
the
weird.
Tar pits.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, it is what it is, but you know what? I kind of digged Mother Nature in this one. She raised havoc. She destroyed downtown LA. So I gave Mother Nature with her hot lava. I gave her a 5. I thought Mother Nature was hot in this one.
Literally,
she's hot. Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know what? Hey, generous Al, back in full effect. No, maybe I'm ungenerous. Uh-oh. Nate, so listen, after coming off of San Andreas, and I try not to compare movies, but when you watch Mother Nature do a number like that, do a dance number like that, you're going to shake the earth, you're going to crack it open, we're going to make a tidal wave, we're going to make tornadoes, we're going to make fire, and then you come to this one and you get, I'm going to shake, be a little earthquake. There's an earthquake, right? There's earthquakes in this that are not anywhere near the level of the earthquake in San Andreas. And then the earth opens up. And what do we get? A couple of fireballs, right? They shoot these like fireballs shooting out. Those are pretty cool. And then some very, very slow moving magma. Now, it is tough to make magma moving at a very slow speed very exciting, to be honest. I agree with you on the destruction level. It is catastrophic. There is like a lot of death and destruction. 100%, this would probably really happen. But it's kind of boring, in my opinion. Most of the action scenes are pretty boring. Well, we're not to action yet. But they tie into the disaster itself. It just kind of creeps along. You know, there's a scene early where they're first coming out, and he's with his daughter, and they're like, we're going to jump on the car. And then they jump on the car, and then the lava's like coming real slow like this. And then they're standing on the hood. He's like, all right, we're going to jump. And then it keeps going. And he's like, all right, now we're going to jump. And then it keeps going. And then he's like, let's jump. And then they jump over it. And then it just keeps coming. Like, it's like, oh my God, this is so, hurry up, get him. Also, I keep doing this with the volcano because this is not a traditional volcano. Like, Dante's Peak is like a big, like, it's like a volcano, right? You see it? It erupts, it explodes, it's crazy. This is like a hidden volcano that is somehow like under the earth that nobody knew about. And then it's like unleashed when there's an earthquake and then the magma comes up. Little misleading on the title. In my opinion, you don't get a traditional, like, volcano-looking volcano. I don't know. I was kind of let down with the whole thing. I gave it a 3 still, though, because destruction level gets it a 3. I was disappointed, though, with its lack of speed and creativity. You know, fireballs, rocks, and slow-moving lava. That's pretty much what we get. But I do agree with you. It looks good for 97. The effects are well done. Okay, action.
All right. In terms of action, there's not much action in this. And I'm going to be honest with you. There's no sequences of them. It's no action sequences that we got with San Andreas, right? Like, we're kind of, we got spoiled with that one because you got them going through buildings while it's collapsing. You know, they got a tidal wave they're trying to escape. They got tornadoes they did going through, fireballs and all that crap. This one, there ain't none. Like, the only thing is he's with his daughter in an SUV. The damn thing explodes next to him, and it's slow motion everything. It's like, and he's looking, and it's slow motion fireballs. And is it me or the meteor sounded like a cartoon? It went, I was like, what the hell? Does it sound like that? Honestly, I cannot give much for the action on this. And I don't know. You might call me generous, Al, for this. I'm giving it a 2. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think...
You're fine.
No, honestly, like, I like giving... Because, of course, I gave it a 5 on Mother Nature, but then I'm giving it a super low score on action. But honestly, Mother Nature is one thing, whereas we're now doing the action. Like, he didn't do nothing in this movie besides blowing up a building and moving the damn thing to the side. So I gave it a 2.
I'm not going to call you generous because I have the same exact score. I have a 2. That the scene I just described to you is borderline as thrilling as it gets in this movie. Someone standing on a hood talking about how they're going to jump off of it for 30 seconds before they actually jump off of it. And they jump in slow motion. You can tell it's not Tommy Lee Jones because if he did that jump, he'll probably shatter his kneecaps and then land on the floor. So that's about as exciting as it gets. Other than that, you get like the guy on the subway train carrying the other guy. It's all sad and stuff, you know, like, but because the lava moves so slow, none of the action is very exciting. That's the problem. Like, this is a force that in real life is so destructive, a volcano, like it is wiping you out. But this in a film, they filmed it. It's so realistic that it's borderline boring. If that makes sense. You know, you have a movie like Dante's Peak or even Pompeii. You ever seen Pompeii, the Paul W.S. Anderson movie? Mm-hmm. It's pretty silly. But the way they shoot the volcano is like crazy. Like, this thing is shooting off things. It's all crazy. It's chaotic. It's not very chaotic. It's kind of like, we got to get away. And then they, you know, they run away and then it's still going. And I don't know. It's kind of like The Blob. Reminds me of The Blob. Like, it just moves really slow. But if it gets you, it's going to destroy you type of thing. But I agree with you. I also gave it a 2. It's not a lot of action. And it's... we'll get to it in the overall, but okay, storyline.
I'm not going to go crazy. I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline for what it was. It was unique, a unique story. It wasn't corny. It actually made sense. I gave it a 3. I thought it was cool. I just did not like, I would have wrote the daughter out. He didn't need the daughter. I mean, I know they threw it there for the whole thrill and, you know, oh my God, my daughter and the nurse or doctor lady.
Yeah.
Like that he left her with, which... I told my wife, first of all, you would never give your daughter away when you work in the emergency, whatever, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I gave it a 3.
Yeah. I gave it a 2. it's just, you know what the problem with, you know what my main problem with this movie is? It's too realistic. I don't want a real life version of what would happen in a volcano. I want the crazy, like, that's why I like disaster movies. I want insanity. I want pure insanity. This is not an insane movie. This is a very, you know what? And a matter of fact, after I watched it, I was like, I'm going to look this movie up. I look it up and on Wikipedia, and it talks about how the director and the writers wanted to focus on what would happen if a volcano actually hit Los Angeles. And therefore, it's more focused on the science, you know, like the scientists trying to figure out stuff and like this Tommy Lee Jones character, like the responders, how would it work? How would it look? And that's well and good. And in that regard, I think, well, that's, I'll save that for overall. But for the storyline, what's the story here? What is the story? A volcano erupts. There's no real drama between characters. You know what I mean? It's just people doing work and trying to survive a volcano that erupted from underground. I don't know. I think it's weak. So I only gave it a 2. I wasn't digging it. I thought it was pretty boring, to be honest. Okay, overall.
Overall, I'll say it's a guilty pleasure for me. I enjoyed it for what it was. I thought it was a fun movie. Now, if we were doing Dante's Peak, which we would do it, we would do another one of these things and have Dante's Peak.
Oh, yeah.
I think it will score higher than what I'm about to give this one. So I'm giving this a 3. I think it was a good movie for what it was. It was a guilty pleasure movie.
Okay. Fair enough. Look, I will agree. And what I was going to say that I saved for this part is knowing what they were going for, I think they executed really well.
Yeah.
There is good things in this movie. Don't get me wrong. It's just not what I like from a disaster movie. But the performances are good. Like Tommy Lee Jones is good. Don Cheadle's in this. He's good. And Haish. You know, like you got a nice cast. They all do their work good. I just don't find the characters interesting. And, you know, I think they executed. The effects are good. The music by Alan Silvestri is actually really good. It's got a really good musical score. Very 90s. I love 90s like musical scores for whatever reason. This is right up there. It's very good. So like on a technical level, it's extremely well executed. On on a performance level, it's very good. It's just not my style of disaster movie. So I'm not that far off from you on my overall. I did give it a 2.5. I think it's like a 5 out of 10, pretty much. Middle of the road. Not a bad film, but not what I want from my disaster movie. So not my cup of tea. 2.5. All right. What is your total points?
16.5.
I got an 11.5. So this was not my favorite. And you know, our patron Robert, he picked it because it's in his home state. He went with the Homer pick, and that's okay. It's on Hulu if you want to watch it. If you don't want to watch it, watch Dante's Peak. That's all I'm saying. If you want to watch a volcano movie, watch Dante's Peak. But yeah, okay. So that is it for Volcano. Now, here's what we got coming up. Next, one more episode, bonus episode. We're going to be ranking the Mummy franchise. Of course, then next week, we got a double feature of Quantum of Solace, the second Daniel Craig movie, and then an all-timer twister. For our disaster movie, as picked by another one of our patrons. He's in the Midwest. He said, give me a Midwest movie. These guys picked movies where they come from. And I'm looking for... Listen, I've seen Twister maybe 30 times. I'm excited for number 31. I am always down to watch some Twister. So that's what we're going to be having next week.
All right, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out a podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit subscribe to the channel to support the channel. Hit the like buttons if you enjoyed the video. Hit those notification bells so every time reviews drop or we go live starting November 1st at 9 p.m., you guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.